Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. After nearly 2 years, efforts to encourage the city of Ashland to reduce its fossil fuel usage are progressing. A proposal by the Ashland Youth for Electrification campaign passed its first review by the Ashland City Council on January 22nd, and it's set for a second review on February 4th. The proposal calls for a pollution fee ordinance to incentivize developers of new residential homes to build with safe and efficient electric appliances. It penalizes those who choose to install gas appliances in new homes with a pollution fee. Joining the exchange in the studio, well, not in the studio, but on the phone, to offer more details are my two guests. Jess Grady Benson is the organizing director of Rogue Climate. Welcome, Jess.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And Kira Retiz is an organizer with the Rogue Climate Action Team. She's also a member of the Ashland Youth for Electrification campaign and a senior at Ashland High School. Welcome, Kira.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get to all this excitement of the city council meetings, let's start at the beginning, Jess. What is this effort and how did it get started?
Absolutely. So I'd love for Kira to build on the story of this campaign, but it really got started back in around 2017 when the youth organizers of Rogue Climate Action Team helped to pass the Climate and Energy Action Plan in Ashland. And that really set the stage for a series of actions that the city committed to take to move towards those climate goals, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and protect residents against the impacts of climate change. But we saw that there wasn't significant action happening. And so our youth organizing team, Rogue Climate Action Team, got together and decided that they wanted to continue another campaign. And that's how this got started. And here, I'd love to kick it to you to share more about the story of the campaign.
Yeah, so in March of 2023, the Rogue Climate Action Team kind of organized this big youth walkout where over 400 community members and students walked out into the plaza, and we launched the Ashland Youth for Electrification campaign. And we just thought that the idea of electricity and electrification is a really easy and viable way to start transitioning away from fossil fuels. It's a great first step. And for the past 2 years, we've been working tirelessly to try and finally get a policy ready for Ashland to consider.
So, Kira, talk about your role in the campaign and how did you first get involved?
Yeah, so I have grown up in Ashland my entire life, and I've also grown up with, you know, the countless promises and dedication to from local and national officials to fight climate change. However, not much has been achieved. I've always felt hopeless and helpless and scared when it comes to climate change because I've always felt like there's nothing that I can do to help. But fortunately, one of my friends actually invited me to the Rogue Climate Action Team in this space, and I immediately was engrossed, and it really helped me kind of talk about it with other people my age and have an outlet and a place where I can actually take action and control my future. I'm an organizer. I have been with the Rogue Climate Action Team for the past 2 years, and I kind of have just been there supporting my fellow RCAT members and working to pass this policy.
So a couple of years ago, your friend took you to a Rogue Climate Action Team meeting, and you were hooked from there.
Yeah.
What happened at that meeting?
That was actually a meeting where we were starting to organize the walkout in 2023. So we were figuring out logistics and where we wanted to do it and how we wanted to spread the word and all the permitting for it. And it was like a really big meeting and I had no idea what was going on, but I was immediately just like so amazed by the people in that space.
You know, what's interesting is that back in 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King led a protest in Birmingham, and he wrote a book about it. It's called Why We Can't Wait. And he said, one of the wisest moves we made in that campaign was involving the youth, because they brought an energy and they brought a perspective that otherwise, you know, would have been lost. And it sounds to me like that kind of energy and exuberance and perspective is happening here in Ashland. What do you hope to achieve, Kira?
Absolutely. We hope to achieve a cleaner and healthier community. Not only is this for climate change, it's for our community. As we know, fossil fuels are very bad for us. They can cause childhood asthma and cancer, and we really see that in low-income communities and BIPOC communities. So not only are we trying to target climate change, we're trying to target affordability and public health.
My two guests are Jess Grady Benson, the organizing director of Rogue Climate, and Kira Ratiz, a member of the Ashland Youth for Electrification campaign and a senior at Ashland High School. So, Jess, what's the status of the campaign's progress today?
Absolutely. So we're very excited that last week on January 21st, Ashland City Council voted unanimously to pass the first reading of what they're calling the Climate Pollution Impact Fee. And this policy is one of the policies that the RCAT team and Rogue Climate have been advocating for over the last 2 years as a part of a broader package that we've been calling the Climate and Clean Air Policy Package. And we see this policy as a really great first step and a great viable option for Ashland to begin taking more serious action toward their climate goals set out in the Climate and Energy Action Plan. And it really incentivizes developers of new residential buildings to install safe, efficient electric appliances rather than polluting fossil fuel appliances by charging a fee on that pollution for each gas appliance installed in new homes. It's only for new homes, and it is charged upfront, and it is only applied if those homes are built with gas. So we're really seeing the possibility for incentivizing new homes to be much healthier and safer and more affordable for folks' energy bills going forward. So what's next is that the City Council is going to have a second reading and a final vote on this policy on February 4th. And we're really excited to show up and demonstrate the mass community support that's been building over the past couple of years to really see Ashland be accountable to its climate goals.
So if the City Council rules in your favor and this climate pollution impact fee is established, when will it go into effect?
Yes. So currently the policy is drafted to go into effect on January 1st, 2026. We would love to see it implemented more quickly, but we also know that the city will be taking steps to prepare for implementation throughout the rest of the year. And we see this as a first step. This is not a silver bullet for Ashland, and we really want to see the city continue to take more and more meaningful action to reduce the use of fossil fuels and protect community members, especially those most impacted first and worst by climate change.
So, Kira, let's assume your efforts are successful. What impact do you hope that's going to have in Ashland?
Yeah, I hope, like what Jess said, that this is a first step. This is a great way for Ashland to start its fight against climate change and to make sure that everyone in Ashland is safe, can buy houses, and is very affordable. But also, not only would this impact Ashland, it would impact cities all over Oregon. They have been looking kind of to us for this policy, and we're hoping that once this goes into effect in Ashland, it will set the precedent for other cities in Oregon to also take bold climate action.
Well, that's a good point. So if Ashland passes your pollution ordinance and other Oregon cities decide to do so as well, perhaps it could take off as a trend nationwide. Are you ready for that?
I'm so ready for that. I'm really hopeful for it.
Okay. So Tell me a little bit about what's in the proposal with regard to how the ordinance is going to be enforced.
Absolutely. So the way that the policy works is that it charges an upfront fee based on the gas appliances that are actually installed in a new residential building, in a new home. And the way the fee works is that it is based on the estimated life cycle pollution, carbon pollution of that gas appliance, and is also based on the social cost of carbon, which is a way of measuring the impact that greenhouse gas pollution has on our communities through the impacts of climate change. And so it would only be charged based on whatever appliances are installed, and it would be set upfront. And the benefit of this pollution fee is that it will really incentivize developers to build 100% electric and efficient from the start, which has been shown to be significantly more energy efficient for folks' utility bills, but also more cost effective for developers and folks building homes. We also know that low-income housing in the Ashland area is already being built 100% electric because it is more affordable and safer. And so we really see this as a fee that is going to incentivize further smart and safe building practices across the area. And any revenue that is generated from this fee will go towards administering the program, but also towards climate programs in Ashland. And we at Rogue Climate and Rogue Climate Action Team want to make sure that the city is reporting back to City Council about how this fee is being implemented, what revenue is being generated, and that it can ensure that that extra revenue is going towards climate justice programs that benefit low-income and BIPOC community members most.
So why is gas bad? What about natural gas? I mean, out of the ground, of course.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we know as natural gas is actually methane. And the framing of natural gas makes it sound a lot more benign than it actually is. But as Kiara already mentioned, gas in our homes has a number of harmful impacts on community members. First, that it can raise childhood asthma rates, types of cancer, respiratory illnesses, and other health impacts over time. Our gas appliances, such as gas stoves, even when they're not on, have been shown to also leak methane and harmful pollutants like nitrogen oxide into our air, which cause those health problems. And of course, methane is also a really significant climate warming greenhouse gas. So by continuing to burn and expand the natural gas system in Oregon, we are continuing to worsen our impact on climate change, when at this point, it's very clear that communities are already feeling the impacts. It's clear more than ever with the LA fires and, of course, fires in the Rogue Valley over the past years that climate change is here right now. And we need to be doing whatever we can to stop contributing to the problem and to transition away from fossil fuels and ensure that community members are safe and resilient in the face of those impacts.
Yes, Jess.
It's also clear. Yeah.
Jess, to be fair, I suspect the home developers have had something to say about this. What do they think of your proposed pollution fee ordinance?
Absolutely. So we've been really grateful to get to connect with folks at the, such as Mark Knox, KDA Homes. There are a number of different developers who are already taking these steps to build smart from the start with sustainable, efficient electric appliances and reduce gas in the homes that they're building. We're also seeing new developments like Snowberry be built 100% electric. And we also see that local housing developers who are building low-income housing are already building 100% electric because it is safer and more affordable.
Well, it sounds like everyone's getting on the same team. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this segment. I want to thank you, Jess, and thank you, Kiara.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
My guests were Jess Grady Benson, the organizing director of Rogue Climate, and Kiara Ratiz, a member of the Ashland Youth for Electrification campaign and a senior at Ashland High School. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.